Hey Browns fans, welcome to another edition of the Zagura Zone. Very excited to be joined by Jason McCourty, been one of the bright spots for this Browns defense. Three interceptions already, a pick six last week. How did it feel to get that pick six and get into the end zone?
Oh, it was nice, man. That was my first pick six in my career.
Really?
My fourth touchdown, but the first one that came from a pick six. So obviously would have wished it would have been in a closer game, but just happy to be able to make a play for the defense.
Correct me if I'm wrong, but didn't you almost have a pick six against the Browns a couple of years ago?
Yeah, I did.
Maybe they, Crow chased you down, yeah, I think, like the 1 yard line,
and
maybe?
They called it back on a terrible pass interference call.
So, okay.
We actually lost that game. That pick would have probably sealed it.
But, it would have sealed it.
Yeah.
We won't talk about that. You'll get to the Titans this week. But all right, so what we're going to do is kind of look through some slides. And we're going to kind of go through that and just kind of get your reaction. We'll go from there. So here's the first one we're starting with.
I guess you could say Mama Mac and D-Mac comes to Nashville. That was for the first time ever, me and Dev shared the same bye week, and we shot like a bunch of videos for P&G at Walmart. So it was like crazy. We had trucks and stuff, all types of stuff outside the house setting up, and it was a pretty crazy probably 2 days of just filming and all of that. So good experience.
And how about that jersey that Mama
Mac's
got?
The infamous half and half Mama Mac jersey. She got probably about 15 minutes of fame when we played Dev opening Sunday a few years ago. She wore that jersey. She on NFL Network and all that everywhere. So she's a very proud woman.
All right, let's go. We'll go to the next one. I mean, what is going on with those young fellas right there?
I remember that. We was actually getting ready to play Don Bosco, and they did like a little article that titled Double Trouble. But, man, we look bad in that picture right there, man. But, yeah, that was St. Joe's. We ended our senior year. We were ranked 22 in the nation, so a little trash talk there.
So, obviously, we can't just gloss over the fact you've got a twin brother.
Yeah,
you both had interceptions on Sunday, by the way. Is that first time that's ever happened?
I think the second time.
Second time
that's
happened?
Yeah, we both got an interception. So, yeah, Dev plays up in New England. This is his eighth year there. So, we talk every day. Similar opponents. Like this past week, I'm texting him all my notes from the Jets. He's texting me his notes from what he saw from Houston, from when they played them. So we're talking.
I'm saying helped. It worked.
Yeah. It helped them. They won. So
that's right.
We're always talking, though, family, football, everything going on, kids and stuff. So awesome.
What's it like having a twin?
Man, it's cool. You know, we think so much alike from just being around each other for so many years. We're both best men at each other's weddings. So just extremely close. And I think we're fortunate enough that having all those years together and then both having to be in the same profession, it's so easy to talk to one another because we know exactly what the other one's going through when you talk about a typical Wednesday of game week
or
what it's like to be on the road and all of those different aspects that go into football, and then just be able to talk about life. You know, we're so similar, so it's been a blessing to have one another throughout these years.
Is there any food that you love that he hates or vice versa? Or are you guys like almost kind of the same person walking around?
We eat a lot of the same stuff, but like he loves watermelon. I don't really eat watermelon.
Okay.
For some reason, like he'll have a dinner roll, he won't put butter on it, I'll put butter on mine. So like small little things, but we eat a lot of the same stuff.
Were there ever any other twins in your high school or where you guys were growing up?
Yeah, in our high school, one of them actually lives here in Cleveland, but a set of twins, they were 2 years older than us. They were kind of like our big brothers while we were in high school. We always looked up to them, and they were really close too.
Did you guys ever date twins at the same time?
Nah, never dated twins. And if my wife watches this, I don't want to talk about it. If we did.
All right, well, then we'll move on. So there you are in high school, and boom, there you are, college, Rutgers, which we know, not the Rutgers that was then. You guys produced quite a few pros there, two of them on this team, yourself and Kenny. What was it like being in college, playing at Rutgers, Greg Schiano and all that?
Coach Schiano actually just texted me Sunday about the pick six. It was fun. I enjoyed all my 4 years there. Man, Schiano's a tough coach to play for, though.
He
was rough on us, very disciplined, but I think it was cool to be able to go there. I'm best friends with still a lot of the guys that I played with there. And we were actually able to win a lot of games. We were there. We just missed the BCS bowl game 1 year. It was a ton of fun. We had some big upset victories in that stadium.
All right, so we look at this one. We look at this. There's you in college. What's the biggest difference between the Jason McCourty sitting here and either this guy or this guy?
Man, I probably would say my wife would agree, maturity. At those points, just grew up a lot. You know, now talk about being a husband, a father with three kids. Life is just totally different. But the one thing I will say is the same is that I like to laugh and I like to have fun. And I think when you look at all both these pictures, they both include football. And that's the one thing I've always tried to do, ups and downs, have fun on the football field and try to laugh and enjoy it as much as possible. But I would say he's the same guy. He's just a lot mature.
What's the one piece of advice that you would give young Jason, young J-Mac?
Man, believe in yourself and be confident no matter what you're going through, because you're a good enough player, you're a strong enough person to make it through anything.
Well, you did. You made it from here, and then boom, there you are with Tennessee Titans, where you spent the beginning of your career. What was that time like in Tennessee?
Man, it was awesome. You know, I spent my whole adult life, earlier part of it, in Tennessee, and as you look back, you don't realize it, but I went there. I was 21 years old. By the time I left there, I was turning 30. So I guess the early parts of learning how to rent an apartment on your own,
sure,
getting paid, starting bank accounts and all of those type of things, Tennessee became home. So it was cool. I made a lot of friendships there, a lot of guys that I still talk to, an organization that I saw go from seasons where we were 2-14, 3-13, to finishing last year 9-7, just missing the playoffs. So just a good experience of ups and downs. I got married there. All three of my kids were born in Tennessee. So just a lot of growing up I did there, and I enjoyed it.
Was that hard when you had to part from the Tennessee Titans?
It was hard, but at the same time, I was just really grateful for the time there. You know, you look at the NFL, nobody gets to spend really 8 seasons in one place. So
right.
At the time, I just felt like from talking to the GM and throughout that process of being released, it was my time to go. I knew there was no kind of spot where it was just like it made sense to stay. So I was at peace with the decision and excited to see what was next for me on the journey.
And by the way, you get to see them this Sunday.
Yeah,
remind them of what's going on with Jason McCourty now
here
in Cleveland. When you were there, Walter Payton Man of the Year for the Tennessee Titans. What did that mean to get that honor from that franchise?
Man, I think me and Dev, we won it that same year. And
yeah.
I think we both said it best. That a lot of awards and different things you do throughout your playing career kind of reflect on the hard work and stuff you put in the offseason to be able to make plays and do certain things. And an award like this, we felt like was just an exact representative of our mom. This was just what she instilled in us and how she kind of built us up as men. And I think the charity work, the things we do off the field is a direct reflection of her and what she put into our lives.
You're making this easy. Speaking of, here we go. Tackle sickle cell, you and your brother. Why is that so important to you guys?
That sickle cell disease is in our family. You know, we are extremely close with our aunt who suffers from the disease. And she's a fighter, man. We have an uncle who suffers from the disease. And our father, he had the trait before he passed away. So this is a disease that was near and dear to us. And I think it was probably my third year in the league, his second. We were just trying to find different avenues and things we wanted to do to give back in the community. And we talked to our aunt beforehand, and we just thought it would be really cool to kind of try to put our faces on this disease. It's not a disease that's talked about a lot. So
yeah.
We've been able to do a lot of great work and just excited at the work that's to come from it.
What's kind of been your favorite part of being associated with this? What was like maybe a moment that stands out where you're like, man, we really made an impact?
I think each year we go back, we do our casino nights and blood drives back around Rutgers, and we always visit the hospital there. And I think the coolest thing is seeing the same families year after year and just talking to them, you know, becoming friends with them, talking to the kids through Facebook and Instagram and things like that, and seeing the impact that you're actually making on someone's life. And for someone to just say, like, hey, it was an awesome day when you came and you took a picture and you laughed with me and it just helped me, I think that's what it's all about.
Yeah.
So those probably my fondest memories throughout the campaign.
It's cool. A lot of stuff today is about, you know, players using their voice to make a difference, and here's something you guys certainly did. I had to put this in there. I know you're not in the picture. I couldn't find one. Your brother's in the picture. Kid Rid's in the picture with our guy Andy Sims, and he happens to be one of my best friends in town, and that's obviously our common bond there. Great hair from Andy Sims, but what's it been like working with this guy?
Man, it's been awesome. You know, Andy and Players Rep was my second agent that I had.
Okay.
I ended up leaving my first agent and signing with them, and they didn't recruit me or anything of that nature, but after my rookie year, obviously, Dev came out a year after me, redshirt, and so I went throughout the whole process with him and got a chance to hang out with Andy and Wes, one of the other agents.
That's
and
right.
I was just so impressed with the way they did business, and not only for Dev, who was a first-round draft pick, but the guys he trained with who were undrafted guys, late-round guys, and a tough decision as a young guy after your rookie year to decide to fire an agent and hire someone else. But, man, I've been thrilled with Andy and those guys there. I actually went and had dinner with him and his family about a week ago and hung out with them. So very good people.
A fine man. I don't know when else he'd get to be in the Zagura Zone, so we had to bring him in there. So one thing I have to ask you, we'll end with this, and I know you're very busy, and we appreciate you taking the time. You put it in your body, you like to play basketball. I imagine you and your brother are very competitive. Who wins when you guys shoot hoops?
Man, if he was sitting across from me, we could debate this probably for the next hour, but I would say I was. We both played high school. I was the first team all-county player. He was second team, so he doesn't like when I bring that up.
You got the resume. That's okay.
Our worst fights came in video games and basketball games. We play one-on-one, wouldn't keep scoring. We just go at it, but my mom will tell you she was the one who always ended our fights.
And who got the best of the other person in video games?
Oh, man. Take your turn.
Take your turn.
Those were bad, though. Those were in the fist fights at times. So my mom would take the video games and it wouldn't be anymore.
My best friend growing up is a guy, Vince Conti, and the only time we ever got in fights is when we were playing one-on-one basketball. That was it.
Because
you're so competitive.
Yeah, exactly.
Well, certainly appreciate you stopping by. Congrats on a great start to the season. Pro Football Focus is number one cornerback so far through 6 weeks. Cool. Keep it up and give the Titans a little remembrance of what they'll be missing on Sunday.
I'll definitely try that.
All right, Jason, thank you so much.
Appreciate it.
Another edition of the Zagura Zone in the books. Thanks for tuning in.